Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/best of Redditor updates, where this man's wife tells him to shut his mouth at a children's birthday party. My wife told me to shut my mouth in front of a bunch of people at a kid's birthday party. Now, this was originally posted on August the 21st, 2022. My wife and I are at odds lately over her sister-in-law, who is also her best friend, who is married to her brother. Long story short, she bends over backwards to accommodate their every ask, including babysitting, errands, etc. This extends to volunteering me to help them without my knowledge or consent. She never sees my point of view or agrees with any criticism of them that I have. We were at my nephew's birthday party today. My sister-in-law is the one who's hosting it, so my wife is super keen for things to go well. Things were going okay. My daughter, who is 3, was a bit upset because her balloon animal accidentally was popped. So she's standing with my wife, getting a cuddle, and a boy, older than her, about 5 or 6, sprints into her and knocks her over. She's crying, obviously, and I pick her up. My wife is making a joke of it, saying, "Oh, she needs to watch where she's going." But I said back to her, "Don't blame her for getting bowled over by the bigger boy." Now, apparently the mother of this other kid was in earshot, which prompted my wife to tell me, in front of one of her other best friends and a couple of other guests, to shut my mouth. Then she had the cheek to tell me to not have a moody face. 15 minutes before this post, I sent an email to a divorce lawyer for a consultation. I finally reached my limits. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was sort of expecting that final sentence. It seems as if this was definitely the turning point, or the tipping point, let's just say, to lots of other things that have come before this for OP. We're gonna get into an update almost immediately from the same post, of course, but I will say that, yeah, although it's obviously not very nice to have your wife tell you in front of other people to shut up or shut your mouth at a kid's birthday party, I mean, to be fair, that is pretty terrible. Some other stuff must have come before that. There must be some pent up, you know, stuff going on there to actually call a divorce lawyer immediately afterwards. But anyway, let's see what happens next. So then, the first update. Firstly, I'd just like to thank everyone for your responses, supportive or otherwise. Being heard and listened to is such a mental boost. I spoke to my solicitor first thing this morning and we had a good talk. He knows that I'm angry and upset at the situation, and he says that he'll get myself and my wife in for a consultation if we decide to go down that route. The issue in Scotland is that for a divorce where only one party wants out, it can take upwards of a year to get it, and evidence of separation in that period, unless both parties agree to unreasonable behaviour as the reason for the court granting the divorce. Long story short, I can't proceed without her buy-in if I want it resolved fast. So I took my daughter to my mum's after this, and then I sat my wife down. I told her that yesterday's situation was absolutely unacceptable, and that if I'd told her to shut her mouth in front of my friends, that I'd be getting crucified by everyone we know. I told her she was lucky I kept my mouth shut at the party, and that I didn't give an F about how her sister-in-law would have taken it. We fought again about her sister-in-law, and again she defended her actions, saying that I'm the selfish one who won't help out my family when they need it. I then did the perhaps petty move of dropping divorce leaflets that I printed from my solicitor's website in front of her. I said to her, "I absolutely want to help my family, and this is how I do it." I told her about how I was tired of playing third wheel in my own marriage, and I told her that I was not prepared to subject my daughter to a lifetime of this subservience. Finally, it looks like what I've said has had an impact. She cried, and I think she was close to having a panic attack. This made me feel guilty because fundamentally, I don't think she's a bad person. She's just brainwashed into thinking that her sister-in-law is the second coming of the Messiah. So, she promised that when I finish work today, we can have a serious talk about things, and she'll listen to my concerns. Right now, I'm not buying it, but I owe her and my daughter at least a chance to sort things out, so I'll see where it goes. To answer some questions that folks had, I know this seemed like an overreaction to something, but you've got to understand that this was the latest in a long line of sister-in-law related issues. Some folks have asked if my wife might be gay and in love, and I have thought about this as a possibility. I haven't asked her yet, but I may tonight. It does certainly seem logical given how passionate she gets about it. Okay, so that is it for the first update, but just a day later, we got a second. So, we sat down last night for the crunch talks. I have to give her credit where it's due. She apologized for what she said at the party, and she said that she'd also have considered divorce if I'd done the same to her. I reiterated to her that my issue is that she completely makes herself subservient to her sister-in-law at our expense. I pointed out how messed up it was that she didn't immediately take our daughter's side in this incident. The collision was accidental, I think, but I told her that to blame the little one was out of line, which she accepted. I then asked her outright if she had any sort of romantic feelings for her sister-in-law. She squirmed and looked a little uncomfortable. She said that a long time ago, at the end of high school, there had been a drunken kiss on a night out, but nothing beyond that. She sort of played the angle that she didn't want anyone, especially her brother, to know about it. And that's why she bends over backwards to make sure her sister-in-law is happy. I asked her if her sister-in-law had ever threatened to reveal this incident, but she denies that it's even been brought up. She just thinks that if the wider family knew, it would bring up a lot of weirdness. She swears that she has no interest in having any kind of relationship with her and that she's straight. I told her I didn't care about what she did that long ago, but that it needed to stop impacting our relationship in the present because I am the thinnest of thin hairs away from walking away forever. She, surprisingly, apologized again and said that she'd really try to work on it. I told her that I needed to see some proof of that so she can consider herself on probation. I told her that if I feel that it's happened again, I'll be taking our daughter to stay at my mum's. She accepted this, so we're proceeding cautiously. And guys, that was the end of the story for a very long time, a good 6-7 months. However, April the 3rd of this year, we got another update. Remember, the original was posted in August of 2022. So a lot of people thought that perhaps that was going to be the end and were wondering what would happen next. But yeah, in April, we got another update. Now, I will just say quickly before we get into it, it seems quite encouraging right now. I mean, the fact that your wife's accepting of all of this and is apologizing. However, the fact that I can see there's another update is not necessarily a good thing, but hey, we'll see. Here we go. I've posted here many times about issues I've had with my wife, most commonly with regards to her subservience to her best friend turned sister-in-law. She's promised to try and work on this, given how much it's impacted our marriage, but today, I think we passed the point of no return. You see, today is my birthday. It's past midnight now, though. This morning, my daughter, who is nearly 4, gave me huge hugs and kisses, which was great. My wife gave me a card and told me that my gift hadn't arrived in the post yet. My suspicion is that she's yet to order it, or ordered it late, whatever it may be. I then logged into my work and did my shift like any other day. My wife was off work, while my daughter was at my mum's for a visit. Nothing special was planned for the evening, because there were plans in place already. Just that those plans didn't include me. My wife's sister-in-law and a couple of my wife's other friends had arranged to go out for dinner and drinks, because a voucher that her sister-in-law had for a particular restaurant expired soon, and my birthday was the only date they could all make. Terrible, right? Well, it gets better though, because my wife made a big social media post wishing me a happy birthday, saying how terrible it was that I had to work all night on my birthday, which is a complete lie, but it does make her look less bad in public for not spending my birthday with me. The issue is, because she's done this, I now couldn't make plans with friends or family without exposing her lie. So, yeah, great birthday. When I think about how she'd react if I'd pulled half the stuff that she's pulled, I can't see it ending any other way than me getting screamed at, even though she's chosen to spend my birthday with her sister-in-law instead of me. On the plus side, I did some Warhammer painting after I collected my daughter and played with her a bit before bed. She also asked why mummy wasn't here, which kind of crushed me. Am I wrong to be annoyed about this? And there we go, my worst fears have come to fruition. It is really not looking good for you two, is all I'll say. First of all, of course you're not wrong to be annoyed about this. Are you joking? She's actively said that she's doing something else because you're busy. Like, making up this entire rumor and just downright lie on social media to make herself look good and allow her to go and do things with her friends on your birthday. Actually insane. And remember, guys, this is coming off the back of that heart-to-heart conversation. Well, I thought it was heart-to-heart, and I thought the apologies were legit back in August 2022 when we saw the previous update, where your wife literally said, okay, I will focus on the marriage now and our daughter, not on my sister-in-law. But no, on your actual birthday, on her husband's birthday, she's off gallivanting with the girls. And that's pretty tough, not gonna lie. This does feel like this marriage may be coming to an end, but there is one more update that was posted 12 days later. I'm not gonna give any spoilers, but let's just say this is a conclusion. Here we go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've separated from my wife. Hi again, everyone. I just wanted to say, firstly, thank you very much for all of your responses and private messages. Many of you were supportive, and many of you, rightfully, upon reflection, told me that I needed to grow some backbone and sort my stuff out. I've been sitting on this for a few days because the full events of what has transpired since then have blown my mind and have brought home some very harsh truths about my relationship. But I also wanted to see if what went down would actually stick, and so far it has. The fun question out of the way first. For those who were asking about my painting, I was painting some Thousand Suns Terminators. Okay, so starting the day after my birthday, my wife initiated sex. And let me tell you, this was an occasion in itself. I legitimately could not tell you the last time that this happened. It's been that long. I'm thinking to myself, maybe she's feeling guilty about yesterday and she's trying to make it up. After the deed was done, she turns around to me and says, "Your present won't be here for another couple of days. That will have to do for now." I'm pretty disappointed at this point. Not because I had a huge desire for a particular gift, but because she felt that her behavior the day before was fine, and then for her to think, "I'll use sex to cover up my screw up." Well, that was also a bit of a blow. Whatever, I've sucked up worse before and powered through. What broke me was her opinion on her sister-in-law's birthday. Long story short, for those who don't know, she is possibly my least favorite person on the planet due to her parasitic behavior and main character syndrome. Coincidentally, it's a couple of weeks after mine. My wife told me all about her birthday plans for her. She wanted to get her a gift for her favorite massage therapist. What was the big deal? The shop only sells paper vouchers, and it's a 3-hour round trip to the shop. So off she went, again leaving me with my daughter, and what commenced next can only be described as 3 hours of my brain simmering slowly towards an explosion. I took my daughter to my brother's house, because I knew that when my wife came back, I was going to explode. When she came back, I was sitting in the living room with a bag packed for me, and in an admittedly petty move, one packed for my daughter. This immediately got her attention, and she demanded to know what was going on. I unloaded it all. It wasn't coherent, and I definitely got more emotional as I unloaded more grievances. I started by telling her it was unacceptable how she completely screwed up my birthday while making her sister-in-law's birthday a major priority. How I was sick of feeling like a third wheel in my own marriage. How I'd literally sacrificed my personality on the altar of keeping her happy. And how I never saw my friends anymore, yet she could do whatever she wanted. How I take care of the house, despite working more hours than her, for not even a shred of gratitude. How she used a lack of sex as a tool of manipulation and control. I cried and shouted. She did the same and vehemently denied all of my accusations. She demanded to know where our girl was, and I told her. But I told her that she would not be using her as a bargaining chip against me. We eventually calmed down enough to agree that I would keep her at our house while she temporarily stayed with her mum and dad. I agreed to drop her off for visits while we work things out. It's been a few emotionally exhausting days. I feel drained, spent, and tired, but I have my little girl and I feel like I have done what I could. I don't know what my relationship status is right now. We've not been speaking except to arrange drop-offs, and I'm comfortable with that for now. I need some more time before I consider more permanent steps. I've never ever unloaded on her like this before, but Jesus Christ, it felt good, even if she continued to deny everything. And there we go. That is the conclusion of that one. Wow, a lot of stuff just happened at the end there that I can't quite believe, but maybe I should have seen it coming. You know, the whole time. The semi-crocodile tears, the fake apologies. I don't know, guys. I want you to comment down below on whatever platform you're on. Do you think that OP's wife, I mean, maybe now ex-wife, it's getting towards that stage, is in love, or at least has some sort of romantic desire for her sister-in-law. Because she openly admitted there was a drunken kiss. She's lied about other things, so maybe she's lied about there being more there. And she did seem very sheepish. And also, she clearly just loves her as a person anyway, even if it's not romantic. I don't know, I reckon there's a lot more going on there that OP hasn't really found out about because his wife isn't really saying all of the truth. I reckon she is in love with a woman. Nothing wrong with that, by the way, but I think that might just be the cornerstone, the big key to this entire story. I will say this whole story was really interesting on the behalf of OP, because I do kind of agree with some of the comments going along that surely at some point, like, you grow a backbone, right? You need to stand up for yourself. Why are you protecting your wife on social media when she's the one that's kind of just being an absolute rat to you? You know, if your wife says, it's a shame that my husband is working on his birthday and that's the reason why I'm doing these things with my friends, why don't you just say on social media, this is a lie? Or just tell people, yeah, that's actually just not true. She's just going to see her sister-in-law. I get it. You want to keep things, acrimonious. You want to keep the peace. But you're probably a very nice guy as well. A selfless guy that just doesn't want to cause too much drama. Whereas your wife is clearly the very opposite of that. But I will say that, yeah, maybe you could have stepped things up a little bit earlier. I do love that you did it eventually, OP. As you said at the end right there, Jesus Christ, it felt good to unload. I feel like you have a lot of pent up things that you need to say there and lots of grievances, as you said, and it's good to actually finally get them out and take those active steps towards a better life for you and your daughter, let's be completely honest. But yeah, I do kind of think that maybe you could have gone a little bit earlier, given that you had already mentioned about calling a divorce lawyer and all that stuff in August of 2022. And we're now, 7-8 months down the line and you're still not divorced. But that's just me. I'm not in that situation. I don't have a daughter, so it's tough to know. Guys, as always, get your comments in down below. I want to hear your thoughts. All right, then, that is going to do it for this one. Really enjoyed that story and those updates. Started off with just a little shut up, and then it transpired that there was a lot more going on. As always, guys, if you did like this one, drop a like on it, subscribe, follow if you're new to the channel, all that stuff. If you want to see more from Best of Redditor updates, I've left another video on screen if you're on YouTube over here, and down below in the description if you're on a podcast platform, if you want to listen to even more. And with that all being said, I will see you tomorrow for another cracking Reddit story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.